Blog Talk Radio.
Chuck Landington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. Injection Live Cast. Brought to you by metalinjection.net.
Oh, shit!
That was a closer call than usual.
See, that right there is the loudest we will be. What I just did, I just peed.
Yeah, thanks.
Was that the term?
You
peed
a
few years
ago
with my comedy, but anyway.
What?
15 weeks, people! We made it to 15 weeks.
That's a milestone.
Of the Metal Injection Live Cast.
You know, every time, for every show in history, they say, did it reach that 15th episode? And that's when it becomes a classic. All in the family.
So here we go. We're changing the name of our show to the Metal Injection Live Cast Classic.
Yeah. No, that's what we call it when we're too lazy to do a show. And we
well,
the best
we're actually releasing a new live cast that we're calling Metal Injection Live Cast 2. But then there's going to be a huge uproar about it, and then we're going to have to go back to a classic.
You know what I heard is in the works. We're going to have a show called It's Dark, which is why I just talk about my circumcision all day.
Well, it is a crowd pleaser.
I mean, like last week, we did end on a big cliffhanger with your circumcision.
Oh, God.
We really have to get into that again.
Noah's eating.
Just get it out of the way.
Noah's eating. She doesn't want to hear about my
previously on the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we get to everything we have to get to, and then...
Oh, shit. It's like the weekly hook.
My cock will be a teaser. How about that?
Teaser.
Your cock is a teaser, Darren.
Well, No, we'll do that in the second hour so people have something.
Oh, I see. It's when the kids go to bed.
Yeah, after dark. Metal Injection Live Cast after dark.
Sid, did you just fart in my general direction?
Sid's standing up.
I haven't pooped in about 48 hours, so I'm backed up.
Is that by choice or what?
No, I'd poop if I could.
How do you, well, should you want to get into it?
Whatever,
or?
Okay.
How do you?
Well, I don't right now.
Why don't you tell the audience why you're going to be standing for the show?
You might not want to.
I had surgery on the back of my leg yesterday to remove some cancery stuff, and it's like the crease... The crease right where your leg meets your butt cheek.
Uh-huh.
It's like I've been sliced ear to ear or rear to rear.
But, did they get it out?
We'll find out next week.
Now, when I told my mother about this, she asked a very important question that I didn't know the answer to, so I'm just going to ask you right now.
Do it.
Is it contagious?
No. Your mother
My mom asked me if cancer was contagious.
She's
going to
move you right out of the apartment.
Robert,
I don't understand though.
Robert, you did not like touch his buttocks, did you?
Now you have fingers.
You have might have hand cancer.
Wow, that's something else.
That's serious, right? That's just like it's not that my mom like my mom knows the answer to that, but I just feel like she feels comfortable.
Right.
So she wanted it to be contagious.
Yeah, like she wants to worry about me. Like anything I say, anything I tell her, like she'll instantly get worried. And it's like, what?
So would she prefer that you had hand cancer so that she could take care of you?
Ultimately, she wouldn't prefer it, but she wouldn't not like it.
I think she'd prefer it if you had a hand cancer scare.
Yeah.
That then ended up not being hand cancer.
There we go. That's very accurate. That's very accurate.
Yeah. Wow.
That's my mother. And the funny thing is, when I tell her she's overreacting, she then overreacts, saying that she is not overreacting and that she hates when I say that.
Give us a playback of what that sounds like.
Okay, it's like, for example, like, you know, she'll call me in the morning when I'm on my way to work, and she'll be like, you know, am I calling you at work? I'm like, no, I'm walking up right now. Oh, so you're late? Are they gonna yell at you?
Yeah.
Are you gonna be in trouble? I'm like, Mom, relax.
You gotta react. Time out. You gotta do this.
I'm running a little late. Are they going to get mad at you? Are you going? You have to be careful, Robert. I mean, really, you can just wake up 15 minutes earlier. It would be okay. Like, Mom, you overreact. I'm not overreacting. Why did you say I'm overreacting?
Every time I tried to tell you something, I'm overreacting.
That's exactly what she sounds like.
And how about this caller on the line right now, 817? Does your mother overreact when she calls you?
When you're
hello?
Hello? Oh, finally, it's working.
Otherwise, there's no way you're going to be on the air. I wish Blog Talk, like they have a pre-record. They should really just put that in there.
Someone was telling me that they did. Just cut him. We gotta cut him.
Dude, try to call back.
Call back. Turn down your speakers, and we'll talk.
Pretty freaky.
Phone number. That it's like a stop hand motion.
It's a terror. Oh, it says he has hand cancer. He shook hands with Rob.
I guess
whoever
it is
that was should turn their speakers off.
Yeah.
Or kill themselves.
It's contagious through the internet.
It's so simple. You just call up and you listen through your speakers until we pick up the phone. And
yeah, but no, you don't even need to. Like, once you're called in, you hear the show through your phone. So you don't even need. There's no need for the speakers, even if we haven't picked up on it.
But what if their speakers just have a higher audio fidelity? They don't like the way it sounds in the phone.
What if they're audiophiles?
Yes.
Then they would be listening to the archived version anyway, because the live version of this show is like 32 kilobytes a second.
Way to just alienate our entire audience. Now none of them are going to listen live.
That's a good point, Click.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to interact with us.
Yeah, that's the great part of listening to a shitty stream.
I just want to say we got a bunch of new mic covers.
They're gigantic.
And... they're gigantic, but A, they're comforting because it's like something to lean on, as you can hear.
He's rubbing his beard again.
And B, I really feel like it really helps the pops.
You're not popping your peas anymore.
So you're welcome for being more professional on the Metal Injection Podcast. And Noah, thank you for stealing these from a much bigger enterprise.
I didn't really steal them. They were given to me.
They fell into your bag.
They fell into my bag. Slash.
Right
you left. I like to fall
I got
into
a
your
five
bag.
Finger discount on them.
I'd like to give you a 5-finger discount. Or at least 3 fingers.
Last week it was 4, so I guess it is a discount.
Well, she's small. I don't want to break her.
Break her? I hardly knew her.
That's the best time to do it.
But more importantly, so we want to discuss. But, like, what happens when you do have to poop? You have to just hold it?
Well, I can't poop because I don't feel like I have to poop, not because I'm prohibited for some reason.
Oh, like, did they clean you out when you had that?
No. What I had done had nothing to do with my anus.
No, I know that, but, I mean, maybe the guy's working back there. He's only a blast in his face.
No. Not that I know of, at least. But, no, it's because they put all the, you know, anesthetic and Novocaine and whatever down there.
Uh-huh.
And I guess some of the muscles take longer to re-wake up.
So you could, like, be shitting and not know that it's coming out, like, theoretically, right?
No, I feel it. I feel the heat. No, and then, like, and I'm on Vicodin, and Vicodin sort of binds you up, so then they gave me some little softeners that I've been taking, but I haven't pooped in since, like, Wednesday night.
I can't. I don't think I've... What is it, today, Friday? I don't think I've gone 48 hours without pooping. Anymore.
Usually I would even go like 12 hours without pooping.
Just imagine how good it's going to
sit down.
You know what's going to suck, though? You're going to be pooping for so long, your feet are going to fall asleep.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
Honestly, that is like punishment, I feel, for having a great shit. It's like God is like, now you will suffer for 2 minutes, and you can't. Like, I feel like I can't walk sometimes.
Your feet fall asleep while you shit?
Well, like my legs, yeah.
That is so strange.
What do you mean
that's
strange?
That has never happened to me.
Well, I am taller than you, so.
But then, how much poop can be in you anyway?
That's true.
It's 3 ounces.
You
like,
would
taken,
be surprised.
I've taken, have you ever taken a half hour shit?
Wait, I'm trying to get a caller. This caller back. Hi.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh.
Hi.
You got it. What's your name?
My name's Grayson.
Jason?
Grayson.
Grayson.
Like Grayson's Anatomy?
What kind of name is Grayson? Where are you from?
Texas. Yeah.
Oh.
Like everybody else.
Well, it makes sense because it's only like 8 o'clock there right now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Not much. Just chilling, man.
What is the longest shit that you have ever taken?
All right. Do you know what P.F. Chang's is?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So I had steak, macaroni, cheese, and then P.F. Chang's. I had a shit so big I couldn't take it out.
Wow.
I sat on the pot for an hour and a half, and it was too big for my ass. I swear to God. Said yes, I had to, like, sit up and stand down, and oh, my God. Said that working it.
I've had those surgical shits before.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, did your feet and your legs fall asleep since you've been sitting there for an hour and a half?
Yeah, kind of.
See, Noah, I'm not weird.
No, backwards under the feet.
You're weird.
So, you know what, I asked Rob this once off the air, but I figured now we have three other people that can give me an opinion. I want to know if you think this is OCD, because, like, if I take a shit in a public place, like in a public bathroom, what do you do if you have to shit and take a pee at the same time? Like, do you hold the pee until you stand up when you're done? You point down, right?
Yeah.
I'm afraid that my, like, schlonger is going to touch the side of the bowl.
Well, you just got to be very careful.
But where
is your schlong usually then?
I just hold it. So it doesn't.
You hold it in your hand while you're pooping?
Is that not normal?
I don't do that.
I'm afraid it'll hit the seat.
Sit back far enough on the toilet.
I don't hold it and jerk off.
But why hold it?
Yeah, I guess. That's also
a good
point.
You don't want to touch the inside of the toilet because it's dirty.
But I don't think I've ever had my schlong touch.
Caller, your thoughts.
How big is your schlong?
It's not that big. I mean, it's like big enough that it can hit.
Do you pee in the toilet, or do you stand up and turn around and pee?
I pee in the toilet, and then I just sort of hover over the toilet, sort of squat.
So you don't ever sit on a public toilet?
Well, if it's just like the way it is in Texas, where they rub the shit all over the seat, no.
What?
Oh, I see.
Where do you live in Texas?
That keeps the cattle rustlers away.
Everybody shits big in Texas.
Where do you live in Texas?
What part of Texas?
DFW.
What is that near? Like, what made you
say? Oh, Dallas, Fort Worth. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
come on, get with the lingo.
Sorry, I'm not from Texas. I've been on
this. He's a Yankee, this guy.
Yeah, I'm all New York.
You're not down with us Southern folk. The lingo. Dallas. It's like kind of a forward thinking. It's not like the hick, you know, like
it's not like Houston.
No, Houston is also like all the big cities in Texas are normal. Then when you go out, suburb.
Right guy from Texas?
Yeah.
Grayson. You still there, Grayson?
He's rolling a blunt.
Is this true, Grayson? Why are you sharing?
No, I think he's going to see if his penis touches the side of the bowl when he's
He dropped his phone in his 10-gallon hat.
All right, thank you, Grayson.
Thank you for calling in, Grayson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then he comes back.
Wow.
Mom on the line at the end of it? He's like,
I think the radio etiquette says we have to hang up. I have to say thank you, so no offense.
Call back, and it'll just be a new call.
Yeah, we'll just say your name is Frayson or something.
or like something weird, like Jason.
Remember that guy from the old radio show? this is Jason. We should play those old tapes one day.
One day when we do a best of, we'll do a best of our old show.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
We never said what best of it was. It could be a best of anything.
That's some pretty
when
good best
of. We play
a
best of Howard Stern. What do you think of that?
We could put together a fucking 8-hour show of best of from that shit.
There we go. A 24-hour best of.
I don't know about that.
Spend one day with the live cast.
I think we only have like 40 hours of footage of the old show.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Just half of it. Chop it in, and we're good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty excited, guys, because tomorrow I'm getting on a plane to Los Angeles.
You die.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
No, well, not like seriously.
Yeah.
I just mean that I hope your plane
just
breaks in half
this way.
And you land on an island.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I mean, I know what to do. I mean, like I've seen the instructions. I just keep to myself and not cause any trouble.
That was a sick fucking episode.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I'm going because the Revolver Golden God Awards are on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And apparently there's going to be like a pre-show black carpet, and we're going to be able to do interviews. And like, I don't really know what to expect because they haven't really given us much information about it.
Well, who's, what is it? What's a Golden God
Award? It's basically like their... It's just like a metal Grammys or whatever, you know, like that type of thing. Just like a metal award show that the magazine Revolver, is thrown together. And, like...
This is the first one they did?
Yeah, this is the first... I mean, the Golden God Awards started in England as a Metal Hammer, which is a like the UK version of Revolver. They're owned by the same company. And that has been going on forever. And for the first time ever in America...
Yeah.
The Golden God Awards, and Brian Posehn is hosting.
Ah.
And I mean, it'd be awesome to meet him.
You're gonna interview him?
I mean, I don't know. They're like, yeah, there's gonna be a black carpet. We'll send you information, and then
why don't you be proactive and call Brian Posehn's management and get him ask him.
Oh, okay.
Or email them. Why is that so far-fetched?
Where am I gonna get that information?
You go. I don't mean you're gonna get his cell number. Okay. I just mean you can contact his agent. Like if you, what if you wanted to book him somewhere? You
right.
Do that.
Like, I don't know.
His website probably has that info.
Yeah.
Well.
So you say, listen,
you're an idiot.
Fairly, slightly above mid-sized website, and I would like to. We're ranked 75,000 on Alexa.
I thought you were gonna say slightly above full-size webmaster.
Yeah. No.
You have one of those too?
Oh, wow. There's going to be special appearances by Lemmy, Danzig, Maynard from Tool, Chuck Billy, and Eric Peterson of Testament.
Are they all filming?
WWE wrestler CM Punk? Oh, I hope I can interview him.
A guy who's not metal at all.
Throw a beer in his face. Well, his theme song is Killswitch Engage, so I mean, that's kind of something. Yeah. Revolver had My Chemical Romance on the cover, so there's a.
They should have a Van Hammer. Inside wrestling.
I wonder if Vampiro is going to come and attack Danzig for the whole Misfits thing, but that'd be cool.
What we're talking about.
I don't know. Like what's going on? Like I don't even know how to prepare for this because like you know usually. When I watch the red carpet, it's just like Joan Rivers going, "Ah, darling, you look wonderful. Oh, you're beautiful. What are you wearing?" But it's like I don't even know who I'm gonna talk to, or like who is gonna walk. Like,
how many of them would you even recognize?
You should ask. You should ask Chuck Billy who he's wearing.
That's my go-to. That's gonna be the first thing I'm gonna ask everybody.
Or you could be like, "Hey, Chuck Billy, pick a fucking first name and stick with it. All right."
You know, we should come up with a bunch of funny questions.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I
why
think that's
I brought
why
this
Rob is bringing this.
I was doing work myself. I figured we'd use this precious airtime for some groupthink.
Well, you should ask the people who are listening. Well, most of them will hear it on the archive, but
yeah,
if anyone wants to.
Yeah, email me. If it's before Tuesday.
Or you can write it in the comments.
Or call the show right now and ask Rob.
Yeah.
Lena,
give him the number, Darren.
646
what?
929
what?
1357.
What?
I said 646 929 1357.
That's the number. And apparently Ozzy's going to be accepting a lifetime achievement award.
You're going to say like a defibrillator.
Yeah.
A lifetime defibrillator.
I have an acceptance defibrillator.
It's going to be accepting Sharon's penis.
The way I look at it is if someone's going to be cool enough to come up to us and be interviewed, I'm going to be nice to them. But if they're not, I'm going to yell mean things. Or at least edit that in later.
Why don't you, first of all, figure out who's going to be there. And
yeah.
And if it's someone who's... And then you should ask some stupid questions.
Like what?
Well, it depends
like
who it is.
To the person.
You know, like Stuttering John questions.
Right. But I don't know. I feel like when I'm like face-to-face with a person, I can't be a dick to them to their face. Like,
try.
Well, deliver the questions as if you're not being a dick.
Yeah, you just like it's the normalest question in the world.
But give us some examples of who's going to be there. And
let's say it's Maynard from Tool.
let's see. Somebody kick one
what
up.
What kind of
me.
Tool
or,
do you use?
Mefflin. Or Danzig or Chesterman, like we said, or a Brendan Small from Death Clock.
You could ask
Punk.
Danzig if he's...
CM Punk, like we could totally ask Dick.
You could, how about for Maynard? You could be like, dude, do you even get your band? Like, seriously, you're not a Tool fan, are you?
You should ask Danzig if he's still in touch with Judith Light.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. He'll punch you and he won't even know why.
Did you ever think Alyssa Milano was hot when you were on that show?
How did you manage to get your own talk show? And then
wait, aren't you Tony Danzig? you look shorter in person.
And it's funny, so like I'd be like, since you know I'm a tall guy, like I'm here with Danzig. Wait, where'd he go? Oh, there you are. I'd see you down there. And then he'd punch me in the balls, which would be at eye level.
Ask him when the last time he smiled was. He's very cranky.
I thought you were going to go, like, when was the last time you were relevant?
It was when Jim Morrison
ask him
died.
The last time he sucked a dick. Ask that to every single metal dude that's there.
That's a little too straightforward.
Not very subversive.
That's okay. It's subversive in a different way.
In what way?
Hey, Ozzy, when's the last time you had a cock in your mouth? See
what right now.
There you go. That's an answer.
That's what
like,
I can't
off the air, you had a good zinger about Sharon.
Oh yeah, if she's carrying a pearl, Sharon, that's a nice purse. Is that where you keep Ozzy's testicles or his dignity?
Oh, his dignity. I like that better.
PG-13
yeah.
Or G.
More for the kids.
Fuck the kids.
You I don't would. Think Ozzy will give you the time of day,
yeah.
though, so don't have.
Because he doesn't know what
yeah.
it is.
He won't know you're there.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, like, a PR person might just push him along the press line.
Wheel him along
yeah.
the wheelbarrow.
Yeah, like, I don't even know. Like that's the thing. Like, am I going to be in line with, like, a bunch of other media? I mean, I guess, but, like,
you
who
scream are... louder than any of them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're taller than all of them.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know.
What's fucking Julia going to be there jumping up and trying to...
She like,
well, see, that's another thing I'm thinking of. Like, are there going to just be, like, random YouTubers? With just like,
yes. Well, you're going to go. Man. That's what you
yeah.
are.
I'm not a random YouTuber. I have my own...
Don't insult him, Darren.
I have my own domain.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you're going to be in the same holding pen with all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I don't even think. Are you getting, like, press passes?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Press in.
Oh.
Check in.
Is that like the press check in when we went to the NAMM Fest, which was like a fucking hole in the wall?
With that's the funniest thing. We should talk about that in a minute. But okay. No, I mean, this is going to be a serious thing. But at NAMM when we went, and of course, that's the National Association of Music Merchants,
of
which
midget.
Is
yeah, that was next door.
Of midget merchants.
Glenn Danzig was there.
He's the president. He's not only the president; he's also a client. But no, at NAMM, and basically, it's just a convention for all the instrument companies to come, and they create these like huge areas to show off all their newest, like 2009 or like whatever year it is. Equipment for the whole
year. That
was year.
2 years ago, wasn't it?
A year ago.
Don't wait. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and so the crazy thing is, like on their website, they're like, oh, if you're in the media, you're going to be required to either bring a letter from your editor or like like stupid shit. And then really, it was like the least secure. Like I have been to DIY shows that have been harder to get into. The yeah. NAMM, like it was a joke.
They had interns doing it.
Yeah. Like,
did Frank have to write you a letter, though?
No, you
know. No, you needed a business card. Yeah. All you, if you went out and you printed a 25, look, you just go to Kinko's, print a business card.
Which
you
we would, did. I yeah. mean, like, the business cards we made up for ourselves for metal injection got us into that thing.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, exactly. And it was just bullshit. And the whole thing is just like, hey, walk around and get a bunch of autographs.
Yeah.
And that's it.
It really was like an excuse to meet stars like you know,
stars.
You know,
like
well, Kerry King.
Like yeah, like Kerry King. Like any guitar player was pretty much there. And
like I didn't notice one thing they were selling at all.
Yeah. And the weirdest thing, like there were some weird celebrities too, like Zeus.
Zeus.
Tiny
Tiny Lister.
Tiny Lister, yeah. What else was he in? He's been in like
he's
in Friday.
Yeah. He's in Fifth Element. Yeah.
Yeah.
The president. of the United States of Earth.
And it's like, what is he doing at a musical instrument? He was just signing autographs. He had like, he had Zeus 8x10s that he was autographing for people.
Yeah, it was a bunch of porn stars there too.
Yeah. Then, oh, speaking of, I don't know if I should talk about this, but whatever, she's not listening anyway.
Sure.
But Jasmine St. Clair was there, and she has her own little metal show.
Yeah.
Or like metal, she's probably gonna be there. Oh man, now that I think about it,
you're gonna get laid, dude.
She's no, but
you're gonna get AIDS, dude.
Check out. I don't know if my dick is girthy enough to fit in her Grand Canyon of a vagina.
Is there such a penis that would fit that?
Yeah, but
it definitely talks about
like,
size.
Or even her anus. Like, isn't she the like anal penetration?
Is she really?
Did she do the anal gangbang?
I thought she was already out of porn by the time like that anal became popular.
What? Anal was always popular, motherfucker.
With you, but I'm saying like it wasn't. It wasn't until like the late 90s that it became like a our video.
Point at that point, I think.
But anyway, so like we're there at NAMM, second day or whatever. It's like the morning, which is like noon.
Yeah.
And
for you.
And you know, we're there. We just got there, and like she comes up to us, and like we kind of met her before at like at a party or something.
But this was the day I didn't go, right?
Yeah.
I got sick one of the 3 days, and I'm in this fucking hotel room.
We'll talk about that in a minute. That hotel room is a story in and of itself. But no, so she comes. Me and Frank are there, and she comes up to us, and she's like, "Oh, hi! Oh, you're cute." Yeah. To me, and honestly, like I think I bombed into my mouth at that point. Like, "Oh, get away!"
Really? But, why? She's a hot chick.
Is it because
she's dirty?
Yeah.
She's
like,
not
that's
unattractive.
She's definitely not unattractive, and she
I'm
smells
sure
very
she gets
nice.
Her shots and stuff.
Right in the fucking face.
So, I don't know. But anyway. so, you know, she's
I think I remember this.
You're cute. You're not gay, are you? What? No. Oh, so you guys aren't like a couple or anything? No. Okay, well, we should hang out. Drinks are so expensive here, right? I had to sneak my own jacket. But we should hang out.
You know,
I like you. You're cute.
Jack,
and then she turned to Frank. She's like, I don't like you, though. You're not cute. All right, we should hang out.
Whoa.
I was like, what the fuck is that?
Kicked her right in the smash.
That's fun. Would you drink anything that she had in her hand in a bottle?
No. No. I wouldn't sit at a table that she sat at.
But
she, I don't, yeah.
Her backwash might have some middle one in it.
Wherever she is, I try to go the opposite way because she, and like if you ever watched any of her interviews, not to go off on a rant here, but it's not even an interview at all. It like the interview is about her. Like she interviews, for example, like four members of a band.
It's like, how'd you all fuck me?
No, she sits in the middle, and the two, and they're like two on each side, so she's center. And then the whole thing is just about how much she loves the band and how, oh, you guys are great. I really like listening to you guys. So, oh, no, it's like, so you have a new album.
Yeah.
And then they're like,
so I'll be the band.
Okay. Hi, I'm here with this band, and how are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Wow, I just want to say I love you guys. I listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you.
So you got...
Yeah. It's coming out soon.
And it's pretty good. Like, why don't you tell people the name of that?
It's called Revolting Penises.
Yeah, I know a thing or two about those. And, you guys are on tour now.
Yes.
What's it like? Like, how would you say being on tour is?
It's pretty cool.
Now,
we go different places.
You guys have toured Europe before. How do you compare European crowds to...
What?
She's still asleep.
So did I.
But anyway, I mean, like, you don't have to take my word for it. Just YouTube it, and it's like, it's a train wreck.
I thought you were going to say, like, she just talks about herself.
Well, she does. I mean, really, you learn nothing about the band she's interviewing other than she really likes them, and they kick fucking ass.
Yeah, the way girls talk about metal all the time.
Yeah. Hey, I just did an interview, which actually went pretty well.
Your socks are like,
it'll be up
with things.
Shit all over my socks.
Who did you interview, Noah?
I got to interview Stu Docker last Sunday.
Who?
That game that people play on the subway?
Yeah,
with the box with the numbers. Yeah.
Sudoku.
He's the guy who invented that.
Oh, yeah? How did
Neil
come
Neil Sudoku, I think his name is.
I thought it was Don Sudokin.
Oh.
Oh, Lord.
That's right, Noah.
So what
do you want to hear about my interview,
yes,
or
please.
Am I just not an important part of the show, so we should just continue to talk about Rob's
experiences? You do the interview, and I'll be Don Sudokin, and I'll just answer. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Frank and I went to Pagan Knights Tour, which was Sudakra, Aelstrom, and Tyr, or Tweer. I don't know how to pronounce it exactly.
You're Tweer.
And you're queer.
Oh.
I got to interview Sudakra, and it was a lot of fun. It was, like, I had to wait until the end of the show, which kind of sucked, but at least they were really drunk and hilarious. But I only got to interview the singer because the other guys didn't speak English too well.
Where are they from?
From Germany.
Well, if it's German, you know it's good.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
ShamWow.
ShamWow's from Germany?
Yeah.
From German.
He says that in the commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's made by Germans. You know, they always make good stuff. So, you know, it must be good.
Sure.
I didn't know that. I haven't memorized the ShamWow commercial like you do.
Exactly. Yeah,
well, because we don't watch sports. Like, sports seems to get all the viral video commercials.
Well, that's on, like, weird hours if you're watching TV at 2 a.m.
Or sports.
Okay. I don't think
so. Always, whenever Sid, me and Sid were roommates. Oh, there you go. So,
it's out now.
Did he open?
You can't pull it back.
So it's a baseball fan. So, like, I constantly, you know, walk in and out of the living room and he's watching baseball, and it's the best worst commercials, I think. Like,
what?
Like local. I can't really think of anything right now.
Giuseppe Franco.
Yes. Oh, and the cancer hole throat guy. Remember him?
Oh, he's a Yankee fan.
Oh,
I used to love it swimming. I don't know.
Have to go into the water.
That's not. I don't think that's on outside New York,
yeah.
But I'll tell you what it is. It's like a local anti-smoking commercial, but they try to scare you. So they have this Puerto Rican dude who barely speaks English. You can barely
which
understand.
Which would scare everybody, regardless of.
Yeah.
You can hardly understand him. But then, in addition to his horrible accent, he's talking through a kazoo for his throat, and
no,
he's like
for a tracheotomy.
I know what it is, but it sounds like a kazoo. Well, no, like he's just using a kazoo for the fuck of it.
No, it's such a stick in the mud.
That machine for his throat, and he's like, I don't like to go. I cannot because I had a cancer.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
Like, that thing.
What is funny?
AIDS. And that thing is connected to, like, a computerized voice box. So why does the computerized voice box have a Spanish accent?
It doesn't. He's not. It's not the same thing as that. That's the Stephen Hawking thing I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
He's actually making the sounds.
Yeah.
With his throat, but he's like just.
So why is it robotic?
Because it pushes it replaces your voice box, and it can't modulate up and down. It can only just go. Nah, 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 nah. So he
like
lost
the dude on South Park.
Yeah. So he's all like, I need to be an umpire. I like to help people, but the doctor said because I am a smoking. I cannot do anything like this anymore.
You sound sort of like Guillermo from Nebraska.
See?
Guillermo, are you listening?
I'm sure he is. Guillermo wants to kill you now.
He's probably working right now.
I used a lot to dance around the hat, but now I cannot because of my throat. Hey, I have to check every 6 months to see why you playing this music. This is not funny. I used to smoke 14 packs a day. You see what happened to me? Donut be like me.
It's true. I hate that commercial so much because it's like, it's offensive to me, I feel. Like it's because
you don't want Hispanic people on television.
Well, besides that,
you racist.
It's just like, even if I used to be a smoker and I occasionally dabble with cigarettes, that is, I mean, I'm still a pot smoker.
And when you get high, you smoke cigarettes, right?
No, not really. Not more so when I drink, I want to.
I never had a cigarette touch my lips.
Good. Good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really lame.
Used to smoke pot a lot, but not cigarettes.
I smoked a couple of cigars.
Yeah. Is that what you're calling them now?
Yes.
But, yeah, no, I think it's just, like, even if you don't smoke, I feel like you would be disgusted by that. Like, I've spent many a nights eating in front of the television. That commercial comes on.
Yeah, they show the fucking hole in his throat. Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
he's got a thing covering it like a cloth.
Like, how is that any worse than, like, showing boobs? I think showing boobs is better than that. Like, that is way more obscene.
And, yeah, why don't they show, like, all right, for lung cancer, they'll show that, but like, well, let's see some breast cancer commercials with one-titted ladies running down the fucking
and you
boardwalk.
Want to see this?
Yeah. One titty is better than no titties, my friend.
Yeah,
if it's a
I
nice
don't know.
Titty.
I'd rather see no titty than one titty and one mangled
one
fucking.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind. Do they leave the nipple on or like it's just like a man chest? No, how do you know?
Oh, a man chest has a nipple.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, how could it? I mean, what, they put the nipple back on with crazy glue?
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
Sometimes they tattoo it back on.
If you've had a mastectomy, call us 646-929-1357 and tell us if you still have two nipples. Please.
Frank just walked in.
How many nipples do you have, today. Frank? Only two nipples.
He only
Frank.
Has two, all right.
Frank's here.
Oh, God, we can't talk about him now. Oh,
shit.
It's just on my schedule it said 10:40 talk shit about Frank and then
Frank go out of studio.
Frank, you're ruining our talk shit about Frank segment.
We have a whole
talk
agenda.
Shit about Frank. Talk shit about Frank. Talk shit about Frank. Talk shit about Frank.
That's our talk shit about Frank card. Bumper.
That's not right.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blendington.
Oh, we forgot to mention that last week we talked about here south of Trenton.
Oh, God.
The new song, Barry. It's coming up in a little bit. Why don't you guys stick around?
I'm so embarrassed. I wrote that when I was about 18.
You were never 18.
It was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So in
the world's youngest teenager.
It's true.
I just realized that like, hippies in the 60s, they're like 60 now.
Well, depends how old.
Well, like, all right, if they were 20,
yeah,
then they would be 60 now, right?
About time we got cool old people.
Then they'd be 61.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
I
don't know. I just feel like the
feels like it was yesterday for you.
Yeah, for me. Yeah. Well, I wasn't even.
You feel like the 60s is right before you were born, but it was really like 20 years before.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
And it was 10 years before I was born.
Yeah.
Actually, it was 5 years before I was born, if you count the last year of the 60s. It's like Jasmine St. Clair. It's just too wide.
Anyway, I think it's time for our first music break.
Hooray!
And, so we have South of Trenton. We have.
Oh, speaking of Slayer, I gave you that new Tom Araya sound.
Oh, yeah, I didn't put
which
it on.
Which we haven't exploited yet.
We'll get to it. But, speaking of which, we had like last week we had that whole debate about what the best Slayer album was.
Oh yeah, the poll.
Yeah, so we had a poll on the site. Let me pull it up for the final results of the Metal Injection official. Now, just to go back, last week we were talking about what is the best Slayer record, and we all agreed that obviously, counting Rain and Blood, I mean, it's obvious that that is their best record. So. Besides Rain and Blood, we wanted to see what the best record was. There was a little argument about, you know, is it Seasons in the Abyss? Is it
Devil's of Music? No, I'm just
kidding. Yeah. So I figured...
God hates us. I'm sorry, man.
I figured let's put it out to the people. The Metal Injection Junkies. Let's see what they got to say.
I looked like last time I checked that God Hates Us All was a close third.
Well, let's go to the results.
Well, that's better than I thought it was.
Out of 494 votes, number one is Seasons in the Abyss.
Well, number two is.
Oh, well, yeah. The second best Slayer record of all time is Seasons in the Abyss with 190 votes. South of Heaven with, honestly, a surprising 125 votes.
Me too.
Which is, that's 23% of the votes.
They were all tall, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then God Hates Us All with 63, which is half of what South of Heaven is. And then Hell Awaits, I mean, come on, that's not really their best record.
No. That's before they found their stride.
Yeah, that's Christ Illusion, Show No Mercy, Divine Intervention, and eight people voted for Diablos in Musica.
That was me.
Why didn't you put Undisputed Attitude on there?
Well, that's a cover song.
So? Yeah. You're pretty good.
That's the one Sid likes the best.
This one.
Good.
Well, by a huge month. Well, you know.
I think it's almost to the point where you have to count those two as one and two, and then the rest, you know. We should do another poll. What's the third best? I was thinking
every week we'll just do it.
I want to do that same thing for Metallica and just see if anyone votes for like Reload or something.
Someone will just to be sure.
Or Saint Anger.
Yeah.
No one's gonna vote.
Well, Diabolus and Musica is their Saint Anger. So.
Yeah. They got 8 votes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
8 votes? I mean, come on,
Guillermo. Guillermo, just because it's in your language.
Super
sad.
I did not vote for that shitty album. That is why I have a hole in my throat.
Anyway, we'll be back after this short music break, everybody.
You're listening to the only podcast that realistically simulates the sensation of anal sex. The Metal Injection Live Cast. landing. Reminding you, I've got something to say. I raped your mother today. And it doesn't matter much to me, as long as she is dead. But I'll tell you what does matter to me. It's time for Hour 2 of the Metal Injection Livecast. At metalinjection.net/livecast.
We made it through another hour, people!
You timed that perfectly. You're a good DJ this week. It's like exactly hour 2 now.
Excuse me?
What?
Excuse me. I'm the one that told him to play that.
Apple Time says it's 10:58.
Like I was saying, Alan, you told Rob to say it.
I am Alan.
It is hour 2 of the Metal Injection Livecast, the most live cast in Metal Injection history.
What? It's all, they're all live, aren't they?
No. Well, of all the podcasts, we're the only live one.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's raining in here.
I hear it.
That might be Rob's computer, maybe?
Rob, what is your computer doing?
It's so professional right now.
How
we work out. Working out all the kinks. Now, he just decided to play static on his iTunes, I think.
It's totally not my computer. But,
we're recording the show on cassette and playing it back. That's fine. It's the Metal Injection live cast. Sorry.
There we go.
Yeah, Noah.
Oh.
It's always Noah's fault.
It was my mic.
Well,
okay.
There's a shock.
Patrick Swayze.
Where's that echo?
Patrick Swayze. Haunting my mic.
Give us a call. We want to hear your echo. 646-929-1357.
He's still alive, right, Patrick Swayze?
Barely.
Is really? Is it like he has?
Yep.
Hello? Hello?
Patrick, is that you?
Yeah. I'm not doing so well, but I'm still here.
Where are you?
Have you ever watched my show? I believe it's called The Beast.
Shouldn't you know what your own show is called, Patrick?
That's how sick I am. I don't even remember.
Patrick, one of the DJs, one of the hosts here, Sid, also had cancer recently.
Yeah, he's the motherfucker that was making fun of me before, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking right.
Are you saying it's karma?
I called in some favors on that motherfucker.
Now, did you get a part of your ass removed too?
I never had ass to begin with. Didn't you see me in Footloose?
Was that Footloose?
Were you in Footloose?
I did the dancing parts. That's how I got my start in the business.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you did.
Is this true?
Yeah.
If I was up on IMDb.
Look it up, motherfucker. I was the dancer in Footloose. You think Kevin Bacon could dance like that?
Please. Yeah.
Hells no.
Have you ever heard his band? It's terrible.
No.
Awful band.
Patrick, why are you causing all this static? It's really unprofessional.
Is that generally a side effect of cancer?
Yes.
That you
coughing and static.
Did you try any like Ludens or something, like Halls?
It doesn't work. We don't have that in Limbo. No good pharmacy.
You're still in Limbo? Did they get cable? Do you get A&E?
Not get A&E. I get CMT, I get Spike, and I get the fishing channel.
Are you sure you're not in hell?
No. In hell, you only get Food Network.
But no food, right?
No. Cannot eat it.
You can just see tempting visions of food, but not eat.
Exactly.
How's your appetite right now?
It's all right. I could use a steak sandwich. Would you be able to procure a steak sandwich and send it to Limbo?
How would I send it to Limbo?
Medium rare, please.
How would I send it to Limbo, though?
With a little horseradish.
I've heard you can actually email physical objects to Limbo.
Yes.
We have a
Gmail account down here.
You make an attachment to the email.
I'm so... This is out of my realm of technology.
Attach a steak sandwich to your email to me at Limbo.
What's your email address?
SwayzeLimbo@gmail.com.
Look, just go in your files, and it's steak.stk. It's in there.
With some horseradish.
I need to get the horseradish plug-in.
Yes, please do.
Now, Patrick, were you listening last week to the show?
I usually do not listen. I'm not really a fan of your humor.
And yet, you always seem to come in on cue whenever we start talking about you. How is that possible?
It's a sixth sense I have.
But you weren't in that movie.
I saw it.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was okay. The ending was a little predictable.
Yeah? You figured it out in like 20 minutes?
Mm. There was no scene where he floated into heaven.
Yeah.
Or where he jumped into Whoopi Goldberg's body.
All the good ghost movies should have a scene where he jumps into Whoopi Goldberg's body. Otherwise, yes. It's just missing something.
I see.
But and where he chased a Puerto Rican man into traffic so he got hit by a car?
No, yeah, no, that didn't. But there were ghosts. And you saw the ghosts.
But they weren't weird, cartoonish, floating ghosts that made noises.
Wait, can you do that again?
Ooh.
You do that pretty good.
Well, in limbo.
Are there ghosts in limbo?
No.
Are you a ghost?
I'm not yet a ghost.
Have you been practicing how to kick a can over and over?
I already mastered that. You saw the movie.
But that's just the movie. Like, now you have to do it in real life.
But I had to practice it. I had a coach.
Now, what was your research like for being a ghost back in the ghost era, not now?
I just hung out with George Burns for 2 years.
Do you think our readers know who George...
Do you have readers?
Or listeners? I mean, I
didn't know this was a print medium.
There's a transcript that we put online after.
For $39.95, you can write to Metal Injections, P.O. Box 2. We got to talk to the 60 Minutes guy because he keeps sending our listeners 60 Minutes transcripts by accident. And they get Andy Rooney transcripts. You ever notice?
Hey, thanks for coming in here, Patrick. We always love a visit.
All right, fuck all of you.
Jesus.
Ish.
So, Darren, last week we had a huge cliffhanger, for lack of a better term.
Wasn't that huge. It's average.
In the last 5 minutes of the last show, Darren, you started talking about your late circumcision, and I don't mean that the doctor didn't show up on time. I mean, you got it. Way later than you were supposed to. Well, not supposed to, but...
30 years.
Yeah. So, just give us a quick recap, and then, bring us home.
Basically, I was told by the doctor I couldn't have any sexual stimulants for 4 weeks.
Right.
I went to the doctor, and so I was disgruntled, and I just did it. Whatever. I come
it
back
was.
Again.
What did you do?
I didn't do it. I didn't jerk off. I did what he said, and I went back the next week, and he says the same shit again. So, I confronted him, and I said, you sure I can't masturbate, one time? And so he relented. He caved in. He was like, yeah, do it, but not too vigorously, whatever. Just be careful because you could pop the stitches out, whatever. So there were a few remaining stitches at that point.
Why are you in pain, though? You don't know what that was.
Let me ask one question before we proceed.
Go ahead.
So this was one of your most anticipated masturbation sessions of your life.
Yes.
What did you masturbate to?
I didn't. I didn't think of anything. It just was so built up.
Completely on instinct?
It only took about 45 seconds.
Like when a dog starts humping your leg and you take your leg away, but the dog is still humping?
That is a good question, because the whole way home, I was like, I told you, I was like I was in a musical. Like, I was like, today's the... And it turned out that I was rolling things over in my mind. What am I going to jerk off about, you know? And when I finally got to it, it was just boom, boom, boom. You know, it was just done, basically. But the addendum to the story was that, I don't know how detailed you want me to get. But
graphic, very graphic.
I lay on my back when I do it, right? Why? I don't know. It's just the most comfortable thing for me. I don't go in the bathroom or anything. I just lay on my back in the bed. I don't know why. It's just since I've been a little kid.
All right.
Okay.
Which direction is your penis pointing in? Is it pointing up towards your face?
Getting ahead of the story.
Yeah,
I have a little leftward dangle, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, God.
Slight left, or maybe 15 degrees. But, the stupidest story ever in history.
You didn't even whack off to porn?
What? I had my pants unzipped in the elevator going up, and I just ran one motion, jumped in the bed, and started whacking. And it literally took less than a minute, I think. It's been 35 days.
Wow, yeah.
Since I had an orgasm, okay? And just all right, so you know that feeling when it's about to come out and you get a rush? And
Noah.
Have you ever?
Yeah.
What was the,
yeah.
All of you? What was the longest hair went without busting a nut?
I mean,
since you started doing it.
maybe like a week.
A week
or two. Yes.
A weekend.
A weekend, Frank. You don't have to answer. You're a private guy.
No,
but sex counts too. Just, I mean.
Yeah.
Probably a week, I guess.
A week. So multiply that by five. All right. Now, have you ever
had... ask me?
Because of what I'm going to ask you.
Had one.
What I'm going to ask you is a male thing. All right. Do you ever have one that you knew was going to be a huge nut, and then as it's coming out, you start like anticipating that it's going to be bigger than you thought? Well, that happened to me, and as I'm laying on my back, I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's going to land on my face.
Oh, well, you have to have tissues prepared.
Because normally it'll go, like, maybe, like, right above.
So you just shoot it on yourself normally?
Yeah, well, not on purpose. That's just it just
you,
sprays.
What, just get some napkins ready.
I do. I have them next to my bed.
No, but, like, come into the napkin.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's
like,
my cum. It's not some guy coming over.
You got, like, all matted... chest hair.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I take a shower.
Yeah. You have to go take a shower.
It
if,
doesn't
if
always.
If you want to jerk off like five
always,
times on a Sunday,
it doesn't
you can
always,
take
I don't
five showers.
I
you've never had
jerk
like,
off more than once a day.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
I feel
you are obviously a very busy
no,
man.
Since I've been like 12, I've never jerked off twice in a day. It
I've,
saps the
I
shit
think,
out of me.
I've done it jerked off eight times.
Wow.
I'm not even exaggerating.
Wow.
How do you even, like, doesn't it just lose all effect after a few times?
Yeah.
Like, I've had a multiple day. A
1 hour on, 1 hour
day.
Off. 1 hour on, 1 hour off.
Well, when I have
day.
The second,
I
like,
mean, eventually it's just like, all right, I need a break.
Do you actually clear your schedule for something like this?
No, it's if the schedule's already cleared.
Yeah, if you're just...
I got nothing else to do.
You do it at work? And like your
no,
break,
I've
your
never
coffee
done it at
break.
Work.
But I have the...
That's
like,
a fireable offense.
Like, if I have two... if I bust a nut twice in, like, 12-hour period.
Uh-huh.
For example, like one day and then early the next day.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's sex, it doesn't feel that good. Like, I don't know. It's just not as
but
good.
But it still feels good.
Yeah.
It,
like,
and it, the second
even bad
time,
pizza is good pizza.
But the second time I do it, it just dribbles out. Like, there's no
okay.
eruption.
Is that how you
age
measure?
Pleasure?
Yeah. Like,
No, but it's related to what I was saying
okay,
earlier.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So to answer your question, I don't, like, aim it at myself. And it's like, I would say,
that
like...
Was my-
five, it'll some will get on me.
Where does it
Where
go?
Does it, go?
Time?
It just goes like randomly. I don't know. And I clean up whatever.
I am never hanging out in
yeah.
your room.
Yeah.
In puddles.
What are you talking about? What you sit there
spraying
with
spraying cum willy nilly.
If it gets anywhere, I clean it. What the fuck?
But it's clear. You can't always see exactly where it goes.
Mine is not clear. You don't need calcium or something.
Well, no. When you're doing it for the eighth time of the day, there's no white stuff.
That's
left.
Your problem. See, I know.
And then if you
I'm only doing
it
twice
so,
a week or so.
So explain your method with the tissues. You just wrap yourself.
I get a couple of paper towels and I...
You wrap the
I don't wrap. I get a couple of paper towels and I come into the
but doesn't
paper
that
towel.
Distract you when you're nutting? Like,
yeah,
I
like,
focus
like
you.
Second nature.
Wait, so like, as you start, you prepare the paper towels, or as you're
there,
about
no,
to erupt?
No, the paper towels are sitting there beforehand.
Mine too, but I don't stop.
No, no, no. But like, okay.
No, I don't. I feel as I feel it coming. The last few pumps are into the paper towel.
That's just annoying to me. I wouldn't want to do that.
There's no mess. I'm not covered.
There's always
semen.
A mess.
My
somewhere.
Keyboard is no. It's in the paper towel.
I don't come onto a keyboard. I don't sit in front of the computer, first of all.
Well, then what's your masturbation material?
Mental stuff.
Oh,
like,
come on,
really,
with your girl.
I watch the porn, and I'll retain the mental images.
That's,
and then
that's
off.
Like taking a masturbation test.
I can't sit down.
We're playing masturbation memory.
I can't.
Why put my increase the degree of difficulty?
My memory is really good.
No, never as good as the original.
Well, I'll remember, like, you know, really good sex that I had.
Yeah.
Or a girl that I want to fuck, you know, something like that.
All right, I guess.
This might be the most absurd flash,
but
hilarious.
I want to know
like if there's a girl you want to fuck and you masturbate thinking about it, I feel like that's jinxing it. Like, you'll never really fuck her if you masturbate.
I fucked girls that I thought about.
After the fact?
But was it
a
as
couple,
good?
Yeah.
Well, was it as good?
Not usually.
See, there you go.
But that's anything, you know. The reality's never as good as you imagine. When you jerk off, you don't sit there with a fucking towel over you, right? I mean,
no.
I'm not crazy.
No. Yeah, it's closer to your
right.
method.
And if it gets somewhere, you immediately, you know, first you relax for 5 seconds, and then you go, and you get a thing, and you clean it. But the end of the story was that I had nothing to worry about with it hitting my face because it went clear over my body onto the wall behind
oh
me.
Oh, my God.
About 6 inches from the ceiling.
Oh, my God.
I'm not exaggerating.
Wow.
I went up there to clean it, and I put a little red X in my room on my wall so I would always
like
remember.
Like a growth chart.
Yeah. Just in case my mind ever decided to deceive me, it's that I wasn't that high.
Did your mom ever walk in and be like, what's that X, dude? What is
it's
that?
It's so out of view. Like, you have to know about it, you know. You can't really see it. It's tiny.
What would you tell
next
her?
Week on the metal injection site, there will be a picture of this X.
But it was
posted
also,
in the comments.
It was also like a fucking, it was like, you know, 4 or 5 good pumps, right?
Yeah.
This was like 15.
Oh, my God.
It was just like boom.
Still going.
Boom, boom, boom. They kept getting like slightly lower.
It was like. It's like when someone dies.
Like a
have,
cop dies.
It's like, yeah, it's like,
I saw a porn like that once. It was like 80s porn, and they put it to the, what's that classical? I showed the guy's sperm coming out of. I don't know how we got on that.
Fantastic, fantastic end. That was totally worth
it. I can't believe Sid made fun of me for,
I didn't
like...
make fun.
No.
It doesn't... It seems...
That argument... That argument was very, very, very interesting and, like, something that needed to get out there. It's something that people don't talk about enough.
Right.
You know,
people, so what's the solution? What's the best way to...
Whatever works for you.
Whatever works for you. I mean, really, it's like, you know... What's gross for Sid is not gross for you.
I
mean,
feel like
I'm with you though, like about the whole like whatever it's your
from me. It's not.
Yeah.
I don't consider that gay.
And like what?
I never thought about gay.
But seriously though, it's just like it's sperm. Like,
I would always shower after that though. Like, oh.
Why? You shower when you shower.
That's releasing all these pheromones. You know.
What's wrong with that?
So women will be attracted to
yeah.
you. You just got to go out. You know what? Leave the sperm on your chest.
And
get
now that's an idea.
Go to the grocery store, and all the hot Latinas will be all over
I
you.
I should bottle it and call it Essence of 3D.
I used to work with a guy who told me that the best way to attract women is eat pussy in the morning and don't wash your face, and then go and talk to other women, and they'll smell the pussy on you.
Why would they like pussy? Is
that
to get by?
That's what I was told.
Did
the
you
guy
try that?
Like,
you will attract dykes.
Who is this guy?
Like, I don't know. I just want to kiss him.
Dean.
Dean. Did he get a lot of ladies?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, so it's a proven method.
He probably just got a lot of whores anyway. And
yeah.
You know.
They liked him in spite of the fact that his face smelled like pussy. And he thought it was because of.
You smell like fish, son. What you eating?
Shirley.
Shirley what? Shirley, I'm eating pussy.
Oh.
And don't call me Shirley.
So that was embarrassing.
People at home, we want to know your masturbation techniques. Give us a call.
Do we really?
No, we just want to know how you clean up afterwards.
Yeah. How do you clean up?
Important.
That's that is the most important thing. You can always have a cum rag, right? A cum rag? Just a rag.
Well, that's
cum
what
on.
My paper towel.
No, I OCD about cleaning it. Like if a spot gets on my bed, I just fucking like do it for half an hour.
See? That's why you should just come in a paper towel.
I don't care. Doing the
you
having
really
the
want a rag laying around.
It's true.
Yeah, that's why paper towels are better. You throw them out.
But
I use the paper towel, but my point
get
is...
Get multiple rags, so you're on like a rotation with your laundry.
throw it in your laundry.
Yeah, and everything's got cum on it.
So what?
But it gets
what?
Hard.
I don't understand. Like, cum isn't poisonous.
It's going in the laundry and getting clean.
Yeah, like, there's...
Some of us eat that, you know.
It's like, what is the big deal?
You're all talking now. I don't see any in your mouth.
Let's go.
Jared?
Come
get
over and
hit
my wall. No,
she's thinking about it.
I was going to say, I lost my train of thought.
Now you're just thinking of her licking cum off your
No, the strength of the experience should take precedence over, like, if I'd rather have a good orgasm and then clean up afterward than sit there with a Kleenex and like hold it in.
Yeah. I don't know. For some reason, I'm weird about it. I don't.
It's
like
not that it's weird. I'm not judging you. I'm telling you, for me, that would be annoying.
But even if I'm like with a girl who won't swallow, that freaks me out because I don't want like because then it's like too far gone for me to stop myself.
Yeah.
And I know it's gonna get everywhere, and that really bothers me.
I don't.
Well, what? What? You can have spider webs of cum all over your room. What's gonna happen?
What do you mean though? What
do the girls do when they don't swallow? What do they do with it?
They take a chin blast?
Yeah, I don't know. They aim it elsewhere.
I don't like the girl to swallow.
What?
I